The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. And day after day they pour forth speech, and night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens, and it makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. And the commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. And the ordinances of the Lord are sure, and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. And they are sweeter than honey from the comb. And by them is your servant warned, and keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins, and may they not rule over me. Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 19. Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. My name is Rhonda, and I come to you from Foundations Bible Church in Winnebago, Minnesota. And I would like to extend an invitation to you to come gather with us Sunday at 9 a.m. for Sunday school, and then worship at 10:15. We come together to give honor to the Lord for who he is and for the work of his hand. And we come to worship, to give praise, and to offer our thanksgiving. We come and we ask through prayer for blessings to fall upon those in need of healing in its many forms, that of spiritual, physical, financial, relational. There's no door that will remain closed if presented to the Lord. There's no voice that will not be heard if raised to the Lord. There is not one who will not find him if he seeks him with all of his heart. And there is nothing our God cannot do. But there are those things he will not do. He will never leave you nor forsake you, meaning abandon or leave you behind. He will never change his ways, as they are perfect. And he is trustworthy, right, radiant, sure, and pure. He is faithful in all his ways. Through his ways, our soul is revived. We experience new life, new birth, being reborn and refreshed. Through his ways, the simple are made wise. Our ears are unstopped, our eyes are opened to the majesty and the glory of God. We become witnesses to the truth, his truth. Our ways are not God's ways, and so we must seek him. Seek his wisdom and knowledge. Seek his counsel. And all of which is given to us through Christ Jesus, his Son, and through the work of his Holy Spirit. Through his ways, our heart finds joy. No matter our circumstance, when we have plenty or when we lack, we find comfort in knowing that God is in control. And even though his ways are unseen to us, we stay reminded that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Because of that promise, we find joy in the Lord, the peace of the Lord. We find rest in the Lord. Nowhere else can that be found. All other forms of peace are illusions, because real peace, true peace, is found only through faith in Jesus Christ and obedience, and in that does trust show itself. Through his ways, the eyes have life. We see through the eyes of Jesus, the Father, the nature of this world, the workings of our enemy, and the hearts of men who are being held in bondage. But most of all, we see the work of the Lord. We see the cross not as a place of death, but as the birthplace of life. We see the Son of God not only as sovereign Lord, but as our brother. We see the beauty of sacrifice and not the burden of it. We see that all have fallen short of the glory of God, and so we lift up and we encourage rather than cast down and trample. We see the light of the world, and we hear him as he is calling to us to come out of the darkness, to come out of the world. Through our eyes, the eyes of our heart, we see our rock, our refuge, our Redeemer, our Savior and Lord. Through his ways, we are reconciled to God the Father. We are invited to come before his throne. We are welcomed to come before the King of Glory, to come before the Creator of heaven and earth. It is through his eyes, through life in him, that we are invited to spend eternity with the Lord God Almighty, to enter into his heavenly realm, and to sup with him forever and ever. Through his ways, which are altogether righteous and just, life will be known to those who have faith in him, to those who will obey him by following his precepts and commands, and to those who will seek him and who learn to walk in his ways. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. These laws and precepts and statutes and ordinances, commands, and having reverent fear of God, these things bring order to our lives. 1 John 5:3, this is love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. These same help us to grow. They help us to act righteously, to see correctly, to hear. They open our eyes, our ears, and they soften our heart. These words of God, these words of wisdom, these doors of knowledge are perfect, trustworthy, right, radiant, pure, and altogether sure. These words of God raise the dead by reviving the soul, making wise the simple by giving joy to the heart and giving life to the eyes, and they will endure forever. They are altogether righteous, altogether just. To us, they should be more precious than gold. They should taste sweeter than honey, honey straight from the comb, pure and untouched, touching us in their rawest form. Jesus came and showed us how to obey. He came and showed us the way back to the Father. He made a way back for us. He shared with us the truth, for he is truth. And he asked us, who could speak of the Father except the Son, with whom the glorious riches and the glory of heaven itself is fully known to? He gave us life. That life, the hope eternal that comes from that life, is the only way to the Father. Not one of many ways, but the only way to life eternal. To eternal peace, to the peace of eternity at the feet of he who came, who gave, who sacrificed and died to be resurrected on that glorious third day, and with him walking out of the tomb came our life. I invite you to go to Psalm 119. And don't let the number of verses scare you, but read them slowly and ponder them, embrace them, for the ways of the Lord are not our ways, and we often struggle with them through our old sinful nature. But in being reborn, we will thirst to know them, and hunger for them to fill us. So are the ways of the Lord. And so the next time you step outside and you gaze around, you look up into the heavens and drink in their great expanse, and know that the Creator of all that is before you gave you life also, and that the order given for the sun, the moon, and the stars were given so that the life given you may be sustained, and that the breathtaking beauty of a starry night, or the light that fills the shadows during a full moon, it's there to remind you of the power and the glory of the Lord God Almighty. Oh, they do not speak, and yet they declare the glory of the Lord, of his trustworthiness and of his faithfulness. Each day they rise and set. Each day they fulfill the task given them by the Lord. Each day they bring forth the freshness of life, and each day they proclaim the work of his hand, day after day and night after night. Heavenly Father, your faithfulness is on display before us day after day, whether in light or in the darkness of night. Your display majestically fills the heavens. And like the clouds in the sky by day or the stars filling the sky by night, we cannot see all that your hand has done. And so it is also in our lives and on our journeys. We cannot begin to see or to understand or even grasp hold of what you have done for us and the riches that lie ahead of us. O Lord, when we look at the beauty you have created, we are amazed. And we ask, who am I that the Lord of heaven and earth should know me or remember my name? But you do, Lord. Just as you know each star by name, so also do you know each of us. Father, may the desire of our hearts be to know more of you, to not only seek your hand in times of need, but to seek your face, to know you, to sit with you, to listen for you, to be filled through you, and to live life with and for you. May that be the desire of our heart, Lord. And may that time with you and getting to know you be more precious than gold to us and taste sweeter than honey. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.